Continuing the conversation now, you know, it's odd to me, but, you know, some people, the left and the commentators of the mainstream media would have you believe a narrative that somehow Donald Trump is going easy on the Chinese, that somehow he's not pressing it as far as he should, that he's not holding the Chinese accountable. It's this whole notion that whatever Trump does, they minimize. For example, same thing with Russia. You know, Donald Trump does all of these things with Russia. Oh, Donald Trump's going easy on Russia. Donald Trump's been harder on Russia than any president in recent history. Same with China. Here to join me to talk about it, Rosalind Layton, co-creator of the ChinaTechThreat.com. Rosalind, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning. And so the mainstream media and these people, they lay out these narratives. Well, Donald Trump didn't do this. He didn't do that. When in fact, we know that he did. And it's so difficult. We just talked about this in the break. It's so difficult to filter out what's not true, fake news, if you will, and what's really going on. So please help me.
Right. Well, so as you're absolutely right, the media never wants to give Trump any credit. Now, first of all, remember, we've had 30 years of presidents turning a blind eye to the abuse of China, everything from stealing intellectual property, violating people's privacy, for which, for example, the FTC has fined a number of Chinese firms, including Lenovo, amongst others, and, you know, all matter of hacking and so forth. And finally, we have a president who's willing to stand up, and he goes to the G20, and he makes a comment at the podium, which was just a way to be nice, to help President Xi save face. And then all the pundits and analysts and journalists says, oh, he's done an about face. And that's absolutely not true. If you take the time to read what the entity list says, which is, you know, Huawei's been put on this restricted list, means, you know, the U.S. companies can't sell sensitive products to them, that they have to get a license first. That was always the case. And the fact of the matter, Huawei, which is the largest maker of telecommunications equipment, they don't really have a large footprint today in America anyway. So Trump was just basically restating what the entity list already said. It looks like he's giving them something when he's given them nothing. And so that means now they have to deliver they have to do something for the U.S.
Okay, so
he
was
a brilliant negotiator.
Yeah, sure. And that's what I was going to get to here, Rosalind, exactly that. I'm not necessarily a brilliant negotiator. I've never negotiated a multinational, international trade deal, and I'm going to guess that I never will. But I'm going to go and further guess that, you know, scalding and attacking and insulting the person you're negotiating with is probably not a great tactic. Every now and then, you have to throw out a bit of a peace offering, if you will. Here's your olive branch. Let's talk about some things.
Well, I mean, if anything, for the Chinese, for that culture, saving face is really important. And Donald Trump has worked with Chinese clients in his buildings for all his life. And he knows that if he makes them look bad in front of all the other world leaders, then they haven't a reason to attack. But if he keeps the kind of everything is hunky-dory and we're all working together, everybody else interprets that he's being nice to them. So if China would attack us, they're looking like they're acting in bad faith. So he's actually a brilliant mastermind, and journalists are just too stupid to recognize it.
Well, you know, don't pull any punches here, Rosalind. I don't disagree with you. But having a positive, even keel and putting an optimistic face on it is important. You know, he goes and sees Kim Jong-un, and people say, oh, yeah, he's being too soft. He's elevating this tyrant, this dictator. He's giving him credibility. Well, how do you expect to negotiate to get rid of nuclear weapons if you don't talk to somebody and you tell them how awful they are to their face, or you act like a bully on the world stage? That's not going to get you anywhere. I don't think these people have any clue as to what it takes. I mean, yes, it's a give and take in a negotiation, is it not?
Right. Well, the other part is to think that there's some linear process and that we can understand everything as it's acting out. So much is going to go on in between people in nonverbal communication and so many other ways. And to think that we're just going to have a major trade negotiation and everything's just going to proceed in a perfect linear fashion, that's absolutely foolish. And we also know that Trump has been powerful because he could walk away. He was able to walk away, and he did exactly what the Chinese didn't expect, and it turn the tables. And we are at a position today precisely because Donald Trump wouldn't play by the same playbook or rule book that all the past presidents did.
So I have this idea. Rosalind Layton here, co-creator of ChinaTechThreat.com. You can check it out anytime, ChinaTechThreat.com. I have this notion, Rosalind, and maybe you can help me with this, that somehow by, about 8 or 10 months from now, maybe mid-year 2020, that Donald Trump is going to arrive at a conclusion in his negotiations with the Chinese, that he's going to come up with a trade deal with the Chinese, and that Wall Street is really going to like that. And we're going to have a big upswing in the economy, say, 4, 5, 6 months out from a general election for president. What do you think about that idea?
Well, it's certainly possible. I mean, I think if anything that the president's done, he's constantly exceeded expectations. I mean, you had the Nobel Prize economist saying that the world was going to go to hell in a handbasket and the stock market would tank when Donald Trump became president. And here we are having record, you know, Dow industrial numbers. I mean, we're having a wonderful time in the market, record unemployment, record lows in unemployment and so on. So, I think there's definitely a method to the madness, if you will. It's calculated, and the art of it is that frequently the president can make it look like it's uncalculated and spontaneous when in fact he knows exactly what he's doing.
It's astonishing, isn't it, that Paul Krugman has an audience anywhere ever after those comments that the economy would tank and it would never recover and America was, going to be lost. All is lost, Rosin. All is, it's a disaster. Anyhow, that's the way they work. Doom and gloom. Best economy of my lifetime by far. I'll give you the last word.
Yes. Well, I just want to say to your listeners, I mean, I'm so appreciate that you bring this on the table, because what's even important than regulation here is that we have to understand as consumers that there is a threat of using products associated with firms made from the Chinese government or the Chinese military, and companies like Huawei, Lenovo, TikTok apps. There's, already 50 of them have been cited by the Department of Commerce, that we need to be mindful of that.
Sure.
And administration is working to get those things out of the economy.
Rosalind Layton, always a pleasure. Check it out, ChinaTechThreat.com, ChinaTechThreat.com. Thank you. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.